Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. The date today is the 2nd of February 2020, or 222020. Today, of course, the NFL Super Bowl is played with its controversial halftime show, its mesmerizing and conversation-startingly expensive ads, and its inexplicable sporting section. We have an NFL conversation starter foldout with things to say about the game if you, like most people, neither watch nor understand American football. Including savvy statements like, ooh, he's a big one, that quarterback did that, and are they required to sign consent forms about the brain damage stuff yet? Happy birthday today to pioneering bullshitter and self-indulgently opaque word wrangler James Joyce, as well as many of Genghis Khan's descendants, probably you. Happy deathiversary to Chad of Mercia, who died in 672 and was famous for being the abbot of several monasteries, bishop of Northumbrians, and subsequently bishop of the Mercians and Lindsay people. He was later canonised as a saint. He was the brother of Sed, also a saint, and St. Chad sparked the big-jawed borderline eugenics of red pill, men's rights and incel movements. So thanks to Chad for that. Celebrations today include World Wetlands Day, National Groundhog Day, National Groundhog Day, National Groundhog Day, and National Groundhog Day. So if you have a chance to stand thigh-deep in a bog and bow to a groundhog, you ought to take the opportunity. Of course, the 2nd of February also marks the anniversary of the establishment of the Mars prison colony by a conglomerate of Silicon Valley billionaires, and we hope any year now we'll start getting more reliable news about what's actually going on there. Speaking of Silicon Valley billionaires, I would like to introduce our guest for today, Josh Gondelman.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. When you said Silicon Valley billionaires, I was about to say my ears are burning, and that is because I am wearing an unapproved Google headset.
A man who drinks his water half a glass at a time like the rest of us. Josh Gondelman, I'm never sure how to pronounce your name. Is it Josh or Gosh?
It could be either. There's a real debate. My mother, who is the creator of the name, says Josh, but a lot of people say Gosh, and I think they're just as right.
Are they just saying Gosh because you tend to walk around with extra limbs and experimental heads on?
Yes, I do think that is startling to people, but soon it will be normal for people to see me that way.
Of course, on Sundays, we take an opportunity to step back from the cutting edge of breaking news to have a look at our weekend magazine. This weekend, a weekend break section, talking all the best places to take a tiny holiday with a loved one, a brief hostile retreat with a nemesis, or of course, a solo break, which is basically both of those things in one. But first, let's skip through some of the sections of the weekend magazine that we won't have time to go into. In the Weekend magazine for Sunday the 2nd of February, we have best trolling tips and online outrage strategies, a six-part fold-out with a map of what happens when an entire generation of people who were presented with the internet as a solution to the age-old problem of constructing adolescent selfhood are rewarded for cultivating groupism in pointless caste systems online and then released into a world where you can harass a stranger on minimal information just because it looks like a nice way to get a badge for your imaginary right or left-wing scout sash.
Now, Alice, you say a lot of these things kind of sarcastically, but again, in my industry, we say them sincerely. Yeah. So just that's a little point.
I mean, yeah, of course, this is what we're going for. If you can quantify the self, you should be able to sell it.
I agree. What's the point of quantity without a profit?
That's true. In other things we're not going to have a look at, an op-ed by right-wing shock jock Flerg Blaumann about how he rose from the mean streets of a private boys' school to his position of power in the hotly contested, uninformed, opinion-having sphere. In the Tell Some Self-Exposé entitled Erase Uncertainty and Ignore the Change You Want to See in the World, Blaumann traces his journey from vaguely remembered anecdotal stories based on his economics classes at school for guest points at fancy dinner parties to his rise through the ranks of the newspaper owned by his friend and his dawning realization that the furious reaction of his opposition online was a fantastic way to force the people who hated them to defend his ever more arbitrary choices of ethical position, subject, or attitude.
I don't fully endorse everything he says, but I will have him on my podcast and not ask any substantive follow-up questions.
It's time for your ad section, because sex sells, and probably what it sells is more sex. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by Herastress, the mattress that whispers creepy sex things to you in the night without your consent. Herastress, delivered to your home whether you want it to be or not. It has the right bounce and spring to gather your furious punches, and with a noise-buffering pillow to receive your screams of rage until you exhaust yourself to sleep. Herastress, now with £100 off if you use our code, herastress.com/the. That's herastress.com/THE. That's short for The Last Post. Herastress, the mattress you never knew you were getting until we told you you were. Are you a man? A real man? A man with the chapped lips and rough skin of a real man? Maintain your masculinity by slamming down half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, pour om, sourced exclusively from the upper reaches of finest Canadian salmon streams, for the man in your life. Please consume responsibly, may cause sweating and urination. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Men's Rights to Water Activist Association. If the glass portion of the unit is ingested, please consult your physician.
Now, as a fully optimized person, I like drinking half a glass of water. I drink all my water half a glass at a time, because you actually get that other half glass of air, and that's just extra oxygen, which means my brain is working at about 125% capacity at any moment.
I mean, that's an incredible thing. How do you measure your brain output?
How do I measure my brain output? Well, I have a Fitbit. And I feel like my body is an extension of my brain. So my bodily output is what my brain does. And I have one of those, I have a treadmill desk that I sit at and I pace while sitting, which is multitasking, which doubles the value of my company in terms of our income statements.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. Also, I've heard rumors that you, Josh Gondelman, as a famous tech bajillionaire, have a scale in your toilet that weighs your poo as it goes out. So you're making sure that you're not losing anything on the way through.
Yes, I actually, and as I poo, I eat an equal amount of mass just so that I stay at a state of homeostasis at all times. Because I think that kind of turbulence, right, and anything interrupting my body, again, reciprocally could interrupt my brain. And I like to have a stream of uninterrupted thought.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Our main magazine section today is on weekend getaways. Josh, as an ex-criminal and current tech billionaire, you're our getaway expert. Where should we be going this season?
Now, I take a little bit of umbrage to you, ex-criminal. I would say I disrupt the legal system. So this is the big trend. This is the big trend that I've noticed and have tried to start in vacationing. This is a great getaway with a partner by yourself. So it is called two solo romantic getaways.
Oh,
and
wow.
You and your partner each go to a different place where you can work quietly, uninterrupted, intermittently sexting one another. It kind of keeps the romance alive by keeping that sense of longing and distance while allowing you unfettered productivity. So it's not something I've done, but I do recommend it to my employees.
I hear that it's compulsory for your employees, actually.
Compulsory schmompulsory. That's actually a section from our employee handbook. And then after a little asterisk, it says, nope, definitely compulsory.
There's also in the Sunday magazine a list of top 10 hats to wear on holiday, depending on where you want to go, including Panama, Deerstalker, and Knitted by an Aunt.
Yep, I think all those hats are great. I personally wear this, it's called a techno fleece, mm-hmm. which is, it is both a high-tech hybrid fleece it's made from recycled bottles, and it looks like a bottle. It's just a plastic bottle with a hole cut in it. And it has speakers in it that play techno music. So it's kind of techno on two levels, which is, I like to be always working at more than one level to be fully optimized.
Yeah, the most important part of a tech invention is the pun.
Yes. I think that's why Grindr doesn't work as well, right? Because it is for sex and not turning another man into sausage.
Well, that depends on how you use it, Josh.
I mean, ideally, I think with Grindr, he's sausage when you get there. Or at least part sausage.
Beefcake.
Yes, beefcake.
And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alison Guest, that's you today, Josh. I'm sick of you anti-Brexit whiners and your lefty-leaning satire. Why can't you be funny in the old-fashioned way? Yours sincerely, Grumpy McGrumperton. I mean, really celebrating National Curmudgeon Day there, Grumpy. What have you got to say to that, Josh?
I do. I love a good old-fashioned sense of humor. I love poking one of my friends and roommates in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I love roller skating blindfolded near a hole. You know, all the classics.
It's all been downhill since Punch and Judy, really, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Since
yes,
it was just a man beating his wife to get to death with a stick. Lol.
Right? I mean, he didn't really beat her to death, and that's the joke.
They were both puppets all along. Thanks for tuning in to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears every day of the year, and you can hear us again tomorrow. Remember, we have a back catalogue for people who like to binge the news. So if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions and get some context for what you're listening to now. Your guest today is Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I've written a book called Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results that you can get wherever you get books. And I'm working on an app that turns dreams into thoughts.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser, and the executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.